It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Steve Jobs was one of the great businessmen in American history. Co-founded Apple, started Pixar, helped bring us the Mac, the iPod, iPhone, iPad. Jobs died yesterday at age 56, having accomplished so much. But when people talk about Steve Jobs, they often talk about their own accomplishments, what they were able to do because of what Jobs did. Here's what some of you said on Twitter.
Apple products were a route to learning about who our autistic son is. I once emailed Steve Jobs our thanks. Steve wrote back, "That's class." Jobs was to the creative world what George Bailey was to Bedford Falls. It's hard to imagine the world if he'd never been born.
Steve taught me that if you can dream it, you can make it. And at 45, I'm going back to university to become an artist, inspired by Steve Jobs.
That's Kathleen Ralph, Dan Jones, and Steve Huff. Veteran technology journalist Doc Searles was one of many people who tweeted a link to a 2005 commencement address Steve Jobs gave at Stanford University. Doc, what struck you about that speech?
He was one of the great artists of any time, I think, in many ways. And yet, in spite of this reputation he had for great charisma, there was such a self-effacing modesty to the way he presented himself that was not, you know, great oratory or great presentation style, even though he's always credited with that. It was just very straightforward and humble and profoundly moving for all of those reasons.
Because death is very likely the single best invention of life. It's life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new. Right now, the new is you. But someday, not too long from now, you will gradually become the old and be cleared away. Sorry to be so dramatic, but it's quite true. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life.
Doc, what has Steve Jobs left us with?
You know, he changed retailing, he changed computing, he changed networking. He changed everything he meant to, which is kind of an amazing thing. He was a great lesson in intentionality. The thing that concerns me at this point is that what are all of those things going to be without him around? Because he changed so many things so well and for so long that I can't help but think that the world really is missing something here from now on, that we're not going to have his very unique and influential taste, that, to use a word that he liked to use so much. It's just we were really blessed to have the guy around.
The Apple IIe is not a very sophisticated computer by today's standards. It had 64K of memory, 5-inch floppy disks. Remember those? They were actually floppy. My family got an Apple IIe when I was 14, and the first time I tried it, something shifted in my brain. This was different. This wasn't a toy. It wasn't a video game that you played on. This was a workshop. This was something you climbed into. I wrote programs, I tinkered, and the style of it, the feel of that Apple computer, even then, invited that. It invited me in. I could make stuff with it. The computer came with Apple decals, the old rainbow stripe ones, which I displayed with pride on my bedroom door. I program computers. I make things happen. And that's what Steve Jobs did. He built machines people could use to make things happen, to connect, to discover, to create. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.